Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our prop bet game. For anybody who is new, if you're a new subscriber, if you're a new listener, if you're new anything, prop bet game is a lot of fun and you can win a buff. It is something we have been doing for years now, since back in the days of young William, when he used to hang around these parts. He was the one who actually came up with the idea and we've just run with it every year. It's a chance to win a buff. There is a link below in the description.
Link
in the description. If you comment, those will not get counted. There is a link in the description.
Don't fill comment because we don't look at comments. Put them in the link.
I look at comments because sometimes they're very nice about me, but put it in the link. We are not going to be going through and doing these by hand. The link does it all for us. We have a resident coder named intern who made a very simple Google sheet, and now he's a coder. So now he's fancy.
He's a senior intern. He's been promoted.
He has. He's a senior intern who probably makes triple what we make over here on this podcast. So it's all good. Andy, I'm looking at it. And congratulations to Andy Vogel for being on the chase and winning money too. So now he also is a senior intern just because we need his street cred. So that we
No matter how well he did on the chase, if he comments his prop bet, we're not going to put it in our Google.
We're not going to put it in. There is a
link. We don't care how important you are.
Join in that link. That is all I cannot stress it enough, because it's just too much for us to have to like put it in by hand. This makes it so easy. There were days where I would sit there and I would just go one by one inputting all of it. It is miserable. It is awful. And that is why we hired intern in the first place. And by hired, I mean we used him for free.
We exploited.
So the way that this is going to work is there are 18 categories, 18 props. In each prop, you are going to put one person's name. So you can only use a player once. If you use Gyrus for winner, congratulations, you got it right. But you can't use Gyrus for blindfolded or five or less votes. You have to use everybody once. You are wagering 1, 2, or 3 points. It must add up to 36. 18 times 2 is 36. So 2, if you went straight down the line, did 2 for all of them, that would be fine. But we are letting you put a little bit more confidence on certain things with 3 points, a little bit less on one. The easiest way to figure out if you have done the math right, do you have the same amount of ones as you do of threes? That is the easiest way to make sure you have it right. So 18 categories, can use each survivor's name once, and you go 1, 2, or 3 points with it ultimately adding up to 36. Whoever ends up at the end of the season with the highest total will win a buff. So I'm going to run through the categories. I don't know if we always do that, but I'm going to run through them just in case people get confused once we actually start reading. So this is also the order you're going to answer them on the Google sheet, which you will see. Number one is winner. 2 is cries. And for cries, this means you see them cry. We see
physical
a visible tear. We
no
need a
choking
tear.
Choking up.
Yeah, choking up, just making a stupid scrunchy face. That doesn't count. They must cry. Number 3. Finds a hidden immunity or possesses a hidden immunity idol. We don't care if they actually find it. They just must possess it. So possesses a hidden immunity idol. Receives 10 or more votes. We count the ones that are negated by idol. So Kelly Wentworth, those do count. Just saying. Number 5 is 5 or less votes. Again, we count the ones negated by idol. So Kelly Wentworth would not be allowed to win this one. Wins individual immunity. Wears a blindfold. Makes the jury. Hugs Jeff, which is back yet again. Sits out 3 times or more in challenges. Has 10 or more confessionals in one single episode. Now, that can be a 2-hour episode. The premiere is 2 hours, so that could work. Number 12, I have blurs mouth. So that means they curse or their mouth just gets blurred because of something. 13, lasts an hour or longer in a challenge. I don't think that's happened in 5 seasons, but we're keeping it anywhere. 14, has the most confessionals in an episode. That's a big one. Most confessionals in an episode. It can be a tie, I guess, for first. Wins 5 or more rewards. That's in the team phase or the individual phase. Says the episode title. Has an unused advantage. So that means, right? Is that what that is, Alexa? Or did I do 17 wrong?
Yep. No, I was furrowing my brow at something else. Yeah. An unused, I think it's idol or advantage. It's just something that they go home with unused.
Yes. Unused. And then number 18 is mentions COVID, just in case you all didn't want to hear it ever again. Alexa, what were you furrowing your brow at? Was it me or was it something else? I want to make sure I did that right.
No, it's my still kind of unfamiliarity with the cast. I want to just, oh no, I got it. I was like, is there a Brad on this season? Really, really had to sit on that for a couple minutes. And it's Brad Reese. He's a first name, last name kind of guy, like Phil Wood.
Phil Wood. I know you have to say them both. Yeah. So anyway, the big thing here is that I am pulling a Will and I'm unprepared. So I'm going to do this live. So bear with me on my math. If I do the math wrong, that's okay. I'm the host. If you do the math wrong, we don't count your submission.
Phil, will you be tracking yourself or would you like me to track your math for you? Which might be the only way for it to get worse.
I am going to track myself, but you should track as well. Because I have a notebook. So do you want to be the typer on this one? Would that be easier? Are you holding your mic?
I'm holding my mic and I'm also in the 1800s. So I'm also writing. We can type this up later, but I'll do it.
I just want to make sure strikes. You add up correctly. Cause I'll you have a history.
Like, you know, when you do like the strikes, like in groups of five, cause this needs to add up to what? 36. So, I will do it that way.
Andy
Vogel, the teacher, will also grade both of our math. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy. I think I'm going to just do it just to play it safe. I'm going to have it up here. We probably should just fill out the form so that intern can tell us if we're wrong or right. But thank you all on this. All right, here we go, Alexa. We're starting off number one. Who will be the winner of this season? Now, obviously, this can only be one person. A lot of these can be multiple people. There's only going to be one winner on this season. We don't give like Suri crawled across a balance beam type winners here on the Survivor Specialist. So, Alexa, who you got as your winner and how much are you putting on it?
I think I always put one on this. It has nothing to do with my lack of confidence in the person. But another thing I like to do for the winner is spread out different people I've talked about for winner picks. So I am going to put Ricard as the winner with a confidence point of a whopping one. Again, nothing to do with Ricard. I feel like he could have fit on a lot of these. He has a really calm air about him. And I know I didn't talk about him being like a definitive winner pick when we first did our cast assessment, but he's somebody that really sticks out to me. So I am going to put Ricard up here.
Yeah, that's a bad pick because Jairus already won this season, mainly because he listened to the Survivor Specialist.
Hell admittedly, yeah, he did.
Before he went out there, name drops us on Entertainment
Everywhere.
Weekly. That's our biggest name drop ever, though, is Entertainment Weekly, because I think the first time it was just on Wigglers podcast. It was just on RHAP, which probably has more listens and views and everything than Entertainment Weekly anyway.
Well, he also hit the trifecta. He did. Well, Tommy did Wigglers podcast. Jairus said this in an EW video and he mentioned it in a Parade article. So we've truly, truly hit the trifecta.
So like our names are, we're now in print. We're not just out there in words. We're out there in print.
Real.
And so I'm actually going with a confidence level of 3 on this. And why am I going with a confidence level of 3 on this? Because if you listen to the Survivor Specialist before you go and play Survivor, you are currently undefeated. You are Eli Manning versus the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You can't lose. Tommy Sheehan, Adam Klein, both winners. Both admitted before they actually played Survivor that they listened to the Survivor Special.
That's the thing. You got to admit it. Some of you have listened, and if you don't give us credit, we're not going to let you win.
Hey, look, I am sure Ricard has listened. I am 99.9% sure Ricard has listened. But I can't give Ricard the credit because he did not shamelessly name drop us. And I am a simple man with simple taste. And Jairus did the only thing that I ask of anybody who plays Survivor. And that's name drop me and hug Jeff. But we'll get there later. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say Jairus. And it's funny, Alexa, because Gamer Girl says it here. We're both going with men. And I will say that I'm going with a man strictly because they picked us to win or because they name dropped us. But we have not had a woman winner since 34. Who, if you were going to put a woman in this position, who would you put in this position as a woman?
I'd actually put the person who I have next for our number two. But I would say Tiffany. I really, really like her. I think there's a really cool like breakout of age here. There's a lot of people who are super young and a lot of people who are by Survivor standards old. But mm-hmm. I think that also is going to help. Like there is no token old person anymore. And I think Tiffany's story as a fan, as a human, the way she wants to approach the game, I think is really, really, really great and impressive. So I would happily pick her. I also think she's going to cry, and I feel pretty darn confident about it. I have her with 3 confidence points. I could cry reading her story about her, you know, her struggles as a non-survivor, her struggles with, you know, she calls herself a pre-vivor, like when, you know, I think she had gone through a lot of cancer treatments before she had the opportunity to have cancer, which is, I cannot even imagine what that goes through or what that is like. She also was proposed to during an episode of Survivor, which is hilarious. So she's got a lot of good stories. There's a lot going on with her. I also think she very well could win. So I would cry if I won. So I'm going with Tiffany.
There you go. All right. So Tiffany is who Alexa is going with. I'm going with Sarah. And I want to make sure I have people's names right, because again, I didn't prepare. But
Sarah is a person on this season.
Sarah is the one whose grandmother died of COVID.
Correct.
That is 100% coming up on this show. So I am putting Sarah in here with only one, though, just in case she is like stone cold and doesn't cry. But I'm putting her only with one. But I am like 100% confident that is going to come up. However, I have somebody else for COVID because as I was looking through this, I was having a hard time figuring out where they would go. And they seemed very adamant about speaking about COVID. So I have somebody else there. But Sarah is who I have there. And Sarah and Tiffany and Liana, who I am a huge, massive fan of, are the ones that I think out of the women would be our best chance at getting our first female winner since Sarah Lucina all the way back in season 34.
Totally with you. I will continue on our Jairus hype train. I think he's going to get a hidden immunity idol. I have 2 confidence points there. I forget why I did that. I guess I could have done 3 because a lot of people get hidden immunity idols now, but I think everyone on the season is a super fan. So I feel like that point is even moot now, but if he listens to us, he knows how much we talk about idols, but he's a fan of like newer school Survivor, I feel like. So yes, he's going to go for hidden immunity idol. At the same time, I feel like one out of six people on the season is going to get hidden immunity idol. So it's just not that hard.
Yeah. I'm going to go with David for this one. I think David he's such a game guy, and based on all his interviews and everything like that, I feel like he's just game. So I think he's going to get it, and I'm putting 3 because I mean, everybody is going to find an idol. I mean, they might just hand them idols to start the game and then we just go from there. So
yeah.
I love David in this spot. So that's who I'm going with for that.
I love David too. And I actually have him for the next one. I think David is going to receive 10 or more votes. I have a confidence level of 2 on that. I think it is no secret that David is probably going to be some form of villain on the season, whether that is shown only to the audience, or also to the contestants. But I think David has every intention to go out there and just really full send, as the kids would say, on being the strategic villain. So I also think that these players are smart and they're all super fans and they will see right through it. And he will get a lot of votes quick and early.
There you go. 10 or more votes is hard.
It's a lot when it's
18 people.
Yeah.
And they split it into 3 tribes of 6. It's really hard because if you think about back in the day of, you know, Survivor, Millennials versus Gen X, 20 people, tribe of 10 goes to tribal council. You could go to that first tribal and pick up 3 votes. And then the next tribal get voted out 8-1. And there you go. You have 11 votes. Like that's quick, easy, done. When it's 6, that first tribal council, if you survive it, the most votes you can get is 2. You could get 3. And by the way, if there's a tie vote and they revote again, we're only counting like the first,
the vote original there. Votes. So no, like, revotes.
It would be 3. You wouldn't get 5. If it's 3-3, then 2-2. But I think that this makes it hard because the most you can have and survive a first vote is 3. The most you can have and survive a second vote is 2. So like you're already only getting 5 votes. So you really got to look at somebody who's going to make the merge and who is going to kind of put some, I don't know, make things difficult for people. Who are people going to be scared of? All of that. I'm going with Xander for this one. I think that Xander is somebody who on a season that doesn't really have many physical beasts, I really don't think it does. That's where I'm going. I could have gone Danny McRae here, but my thinking with Danny is Danny could go Allen Ball and just go out like super early, and then he doesn't have that opportunity. I think that Xander is going to make the merge almost without a doubt. I think he's too physically fit. I think he's got a pretty good starting tribe for himself in terms of they're going to need him because they have David, Eric, Evie, Liana, Tiffany, and Xander. He's the strongest one on that tribe, I think. Mm-hmm. So I think that he's going to end up making the merge. And so I have him, and I'm going to put 2 points on it because actually people don't get 10 or more votes all that often.
This is a tough one to hit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next one is 5 or less votes, even harder to get.
Yeah, this was a tough one. And I put 2 points on this person, and it's probably because I was just getting a little tight on the math. I have Erica here. I really wasn't quite sure where to put her. I know that, like, in terms of her tribe, I don't really know who she directly will align with or, like, who I assume she would be immediately drawn to. So that's why I have her potentially going out very early. So that's why I have her less than 5 votes. But I'm not feeling great about it.
Yeah, I got to actually pull up the cast. Otherwise, I'm never going to be able to keep track of who I've used and who I haven't. Erica is an interesting one. I don't know what to make of that tribe.
It's a weird tribe.
Of who's going to come out on top and everything. I kind of talked about how I love the guys over there, but the women, it's who the guy's going to side with. Or I think those guys all team up, though, together. I'm going to go, and I'm going to say Chantel for this one. Because I think Chantel is going to go out. This is only votes against, does not count votes to win. I'm going to go with her, though, because I have this theory that the Canadians are going out pre-merge. And I just said pre-merge, you know, you don't get many votes on a season that starts with six. And so you have Erica, I go Chantel. That'll make John mad. And I'm going to put 1 on it because I don't think anybody ever ends the game anymore with 5 or less votes unless they go out first, second, whatever it is. Yeah. And 5 would hit this. So at the first tribal council, they get voted out 5-1. That counts. You're fine. That's 5 or less votes. I love John. It's a bad theory. Chantel's probably going to be the surprise of the season for me, mainly because it won't really be a surprise. All right, number 6, who's going to win individual immunity, Alexa?
I have Xander on this one, and I have only 1 point for him. I don't see why Xander would go out early. I assume he's somebody who's probably going to make the merge, and he looks nimble. He doesn't look like an Aussie. I think, you know, and individual immunities, they're balance heavy, they're endurance heavy. And I could see him, you know, I could see him doing pretty well at that. So I have Xander for this one.
Yeah, Xander's a good pick there. I'm going to go with a woman, and I'm going to go with Liana, and I'm going to put 2 like on it. I know this is one that you realistically should put 3 on. How much did you put? Did you just put 1?
I put 1.
Yeah.
I should probably switch that with Erica, but whatever.
This is one that you realistically should put 3 on because most, like, you know, merges happen earlier now. You're going to get 6, 7, 8 individual immunity challenges, whatever it is. But what I've realized is that you're going to get people who just win it 2 or 3 times. And it is kind of a crapshoot because, yeah, you pick Xander. Xander's the most muscular, all that. We're so past that point of Survivor. Is he actually going to make it far enough into the merge? Or is he going to be like a Joe Angle where the first time he loses, he doesn't get it and he loses at the first challenge? You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'm just going to go out there and I'm just going to throw Liana and say, screw it. It's Liana.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, our favorite one is next.
Yeah, the one that I couldn't get right for the life of me, and then they've kind of stopped doing it. So we'll see. But if there's a monster and there's danger and there's all
it's
those
a blindfolded monster,
people have to be blindfolded for bad things to happen to them. So blindfolded, who do you have getting blindfolded, Alexa?
Danny McRae, NFL player, is getting blindfolded love with it. 2 points. If we have a blindfold challenge, I cannot imagine he is going to be the caller because he is big and strong and will probably need to lift heavy things while blindfolded.
I am going kind of the exact opposite. I'm going Heather and I'm putting 1 on it. Ooh. Because I'm not confident that there's going to be a blindfold challenge in this short amount of time of this season. I'm worried that with them doing I'm pretty sure we're only going to get immunity challenges. So I'm worried that that's it. Just immunity challenges. That's, you know, like maybe we don't get a blindfold challenge, but I'm going to say Heather, and I'm just going to put one on it in case it doesn't exist. And I really don't have a good spot for Heather. I should have a better spot for Heather, but I don't have one.
Well, we're doing this on the fly, Phil.
I am very much doing this on the fly. Who's making the jury, Alexa?
Eric Abraham is making the jury with 2 points. I don't see anything like up in his pregame press that makes me think he would be voted out early, but I also don't really see anything that makes me think he will win. So naturally he would end up on the jury.
I like that. I'm going Brad. I'm putting 3 on it.
Brad.
I love Brad. I think Brad's going to surprise some people. I like his starting tribe of Jairus and Ricard and Sarah and Chantel and Jeannie. I think that's a good starting tribe for him. I like him to make the merge. I don't like anybody to let him sit at final 3. So I got him going out probably 6, 7, 8, 9, somewhere in there. And, you know, I put 3 points on this because juries at this point are 10 people big. They're just massive. Yeah. So
I was also talking to someone last night, like, this is going to sound really weird, but they might merge on like day 12.
Yeah, I know.
Which is like insanity.
I know. Well, if they merge, they could merge at a point where, to put this in perspective, I think with the way the season is going, Bradley would have been 8 days from winning.
That's insane.
And he didn't make the merge of what I believe was the biggest merge in Survivor history, right?
The biggest, the best. I mean, it was probably
definitely that
the most exciting boot.
But he just missed the merge of Ghost Island, which had a massive jury, and he would have been 8 days away from winning. That's how fast this game is going to move.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Nuts.
All right. What do we have for who's going to hug Jeff? The one that somehow we got so many of these during season 40 because they all went up and hugged Jeff.
I know. And I say this that I've said this for a few years and it hasn't happened. So bear with me, but I feel like we talk about this so much. And this also assumes that people like multiple contestants listen to us, but like, I want someone to play with the intention of hugging Jeff, like for the full meta. That being said, I don't think this person listens to us and I don't even care. Nasir is going to hug Jeff and I feel extremely confident about it. He's going to do it. 3 points to Nasir.
I love
him. He is like, he's so high energy and like you have to be very high energy to hug Jeff because like if you're going to do that, you have to really commit and lean into the hug. And I can totally see Nasir doing that.
I love that you put 3 on this and 1 on individual immunity. Individual immunity is a guarantee. This is not a guarantee at all. But I am going to go with Ricard because as I said earlier, I'm pretty sure Ricard listens to us. He just was too lazy to admit it. And I'm going to put 1 point on it because hugs are few and far between. I remember Troy Zan coming on our podcast after Game Changer, like, why was that a big deal? We were like, what do you mean? Why was it a big deal, Troy Zan? But yeah, I'm going to go with Ricard. I'm just going to put 1 point on it and then we'll go from there.
I like it.
All right. Who's going to sit out 3 or more times? This is a tough one, especially with how small this pre-merge is.
Yeah. I put just 1 point on this. I had Heather for this one. I think like as wrong as this is, regardless of how fit someone is, people on, especially in a very small tribe, people are not going to sit out the Xanders. They're going to sit out the Heathers. So I have Heather on this one, but I also don't think that there will be many sit outs. So only 1 point on that.
Yeah. I think that, and I don't know. I think that the YASE tribe, this yellow tribe, I think they're the best tribe. And so I'm going to put Tiffany at this because I feel like her tribe is always going to be in the lead. And maybe that leads to one quick one at the beginning of the game where she gets that out of the way. And then like, you know, and then she sits out and then before they swap or whatever it is. So I'm going to put Tiffany, but I'm only going to put 1 on it. And I've been doing a lot of 1s here. So I got to make sure I actually add my 1s.
Yeah, really, really blow it up at the end.
Yeah. I have more 1. I have 2 more 1s than 3s right now. So, but yeah, sitting out 3 times is hard when Sandra's not playing. She makes it easy for us.
Yeah, she makes it very easy.
All right, who's going to have an episode where they have 10 or more confessionals in that episode?
Oh, this is also a really, really hard one to hit. I have Evie for this one. I also put 3 points on it, which I do not feel good about it, but I am in too deep. I think Evie's got a lot of good sound bites going for them. So that's what I have. Evie is like a recent but very invested fan, which I think is really cool. So I have Evie for that position. I think that whenever she goes home, it's going to be like a really exciting episode, which usually comes with a lot of confessionals.
Yeah, I have Deshaun with 3 because Deshaun did his What's Up Doc and all that on YouTube. I feel like Deshaun's got a pretty big personality, which, I mean, you're playing Survivor, you probably should. But mm-hmm. I feel like he could get this in the premiere. I feel like he could be a really good person in a premiere. If his tribe loses the first immunity challenge, I think he could be him and Nasir could kind of narrate that. So I really like Deshaun here. Yeah. And I have 3 on it. And it seems like a lot of people in here like Deshaun. So there you go. Number 12. Who's going to have their mouth blurred?
This is always a fun one. I have Jeannie for this one with 3 points. Jeannie actually seems like really like funny and like, I think Jeannie will get along with everyone really quickly, but I also see just like loud personality, fun personality, not afraid to say what they think, which usually results in someone dropping an F-bomb. And Jeannie, let's give us an F-bomb.
I think there's some F-bombs in there. I'm going to go with Danny here because he played in the NFL and athlete's curse. So I'm going to put two on that and say it's Danny. And like, if Danny gets frustrated early in the game, I think that could definitely happen.
I like that a lot.
That's a crapshoot one though. That's one where you're just hoping the darts.
Yeah. Sticks. Like either everyone or no one.
That's it. All right. Number 13 lasts an hour or more in a challenge. Something we really haven't seen of late. Who you got?
Similar to who you chose for individual immunity. I have Liana for this. I have 2 points. I think Liana would do really well in an individual immunity challenge. I think I also almost had her for winning an individual immunity. To your point, these are really hard to hit now, but she looks nimble. She looks like she can balance. And I'm putting her at this hour plus in a challenge.
All right. So I am going to go and I'm going to put one on this and I'm gonna have threes here at the end. I'm going to put Nasir for this one. And I'm going to put one on it. And my reasoning with Nasir is I'm almost looking at Nasir in a very similar situation to Ty on Survivor, where he has an accent, but not like like Ty's accent, but that's going to prevent him from being the narrator of the season. Like I always think about one of the most popular first boots is Chicken. Chicken didn't get that many confessionals because nobody could understand what he was saying, but that's also what made him popular. And I'm not saying that we're not going to be able to not understand what Nasir is saying. It's just, I think his accent is going to prevent that 10 plus confessional episode, but he's still going to be a massive part of the season. And I also think that very similarly to what Ty's story was when Ty was able to win that one challenge where he just stood there. I think that Nasir might be able to get something similar to that. So I'm going to go out there. I'm going to give Nasir one on this, but if there is any point in the season where a challenge goes longer than an hour and Nasir's still in the game, he will get it. I'm just worried that, you know, we're not going to actually get a challenge that's an endurance-based challenge.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, he's certainly got the drive.
Yeah. So now I need to have 2 more threes than anything coming down here. So, Alexa, who's going to have most confessionals in episodes? So this is any episode they can be tied for first, but who's going to have the most confessionals in an episode?
I have Sydney for this one. I have 2 points on Sydney. Love her or I think everyone loves Sydney. Like she's got whatever. It's like, it's kind of like the David thing. Like she's going to come in and she's going to give us something good. I think she knows exactly how to give a good confessional. She's already doing it in her pregame press. So I am sure that she could totally dominate an episode from a confessional standpoint.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Evie on this one. I don't think I've used Evie yet. Have I?
Yeah, no, you haven't. That's a good pick.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Evie and I'm going to put 3 on this. I think that Evie, oh man, and they're not really the same type, but they kind of feel like the same type.
Yeah.
And they're, so
they bubble up to the same type.
Yeah, and so Adriana Celeste said here, confessional in every episode. This isn't actually confessional in every episode. That was one we used to do, but that's not what this one is. This is the most confessionals in an episode. We used
Adriana,
to
also, please make sure to put this in a Google form.
Yes, exactly. But no, Adrian used to, we used to do a confessional in every episode, but this is most confessionals in one singular episode. That kind of knocks it down a little bit. But I think Evie has a little bit of Gabby to her, where Gabby, her story could go that way. And then that's going to get her a lot of confessionals. Or Evie could go the complete opposite way and just own this game from the beginning and get a lot of confessionals. So I think that it could go either way. And so, the link says confessional in every episode.
Oh my God. Intern is about to get so demoted right now.
All right,
I'm actually pretty confident I told him to do that. So we will change that.
Should we change it or should we change ours so that the form is just right? So he doesn't have to change.
Honestly, you want to just change ours.
All right. So we're going to change ours. Who's going to have a confessional in every episode? I have Evie.
I still have Sydney. Yeah, I don't. Like, I still don't change
in Evie. Like, that's fine with me. I still think Evie is going to be so confessional in every episode. For anybody who's confused, confessional in every episode. Confessional in every episode. And intern is now a volunteer. no longer an intern. He is now a volunteer. He has been demoted from senior intern right past his old title all the way down to the bottom of the barrel here. So, I like that though. We'll just do confessional in every episode. Was our brand gone?
It was not there. Yeah, now it is there.
That's weird. Here, we'll also throw this up just in case people forget. So patreon.com/survivor specialist, help us pay for a new intern because it can't be because he did it wrong. But yeah, I think, okay, so confessional in every episode, I still am very confident that Evie is going to get that because, man, I don't know what else.
Yeah.
How would she not, right? How would she not?
How would she not?
All right.
Sydney does it.
Unless Sydney does it. Well, Sydney can do it too. That's normally like a four or five person one. And the people who are early and then the people who make it very late who aren't Troy Zan, I guess.
All right. 5+ rewards, which today is going to be extra hard because Jeff did come out this week saying there will be less rewards.
So let's lower this. And this is one that intern will have to fix, but let's lower this to 3.
Okay.
So we're going to lower this to 3. So if anybody's listening, we're going to lower this to 3. We're lowering this to 3. So even though the form will say 5, whoever you put for that, it's going to be 3. So if you're listening, 3. Because there are going to be less rewards and this does count though, pre-merge and post-merge, but it's got to be something we see. If it's something that comes out in a secret scene that's released on ParamountPlus.com because CBS.com doesn't exist anymore. That doesn't count if we didn't actually see that reward happen on the show. Like it has to happen in the hour, 2 hours that is airing on CBS. So, Alexa, who did you have for this?
I had Brad for this one and I had him with just 1 point. I think he's very athletic. I think he could win a lot of pre-merge rewards. And I also think that he's someone that people will really like and potentially bring him on a lot of post-merge rewards.
Yeah, I like that. And I'm going to go to I really like this yellow tribe. And I'm going to go with Eric and I'm going to put 2 on it. Because I think that tribe, if they do like a immunity/reward, that tribe's going to be the one that comes in first place and gets that. I think that's how that would work out for them. So I like Eric there and I have 2 on it because I can't afford any more 1. So now I have 3 people left and I actually have to figure out who the heck my 3 people are. Sydney. I know it's Sydney, Jeannie, and who is the other one that I have not used yet?
Did you say Eric?
I just used him.
Did you say Tiffany? I don't think you said Tiffany.
I did use Tiffany.
Oh.
I used Tiffany. I will figure it out. Go ahead, Alexa.
Okay.
Continue. Who's going to have an episode title?
I think I have 3 points on this one, which I shouldn't do because episode title is always a total crapshoot. I have Chantel for this one because 1, she is a comedian, and 2, she's also a pastor. And I think both of those result in a lot of very quotable sentences. So I've got Chantel on this one.
You have 3 on it.
Yes, probably because I did my math poorly.
Well, this will make John Millsap happy. The other person that I forgot about was Erica.
Eric and an Eric on the season. It's kind of tough.
I know it is kind of tough. And that's why I went through really quick. But in terms of who's going to say a title, I have Sydney for this one and I'm going to put three on it. I like Sydney to get a title in there. I think she's going to be loud. I think she's going to be, you know, she's a huge Survivor fan. I think she's going to be in your face. And I think she's going to say something that's going to have people going, wow, that's an episode title. So that's why I have her for episode title.
Okay, second to last one. This person will go home with an unused advantage either in their pocket or back at camp, but an unused advantage, that is their property.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Erica for this one, and I'm going to put two on it. So yeah, clearly I put a lot of thought into that one considering I forgot that that was the other person I didn't have, but I am going to go with Erica and I'm going to put two on it. Maybe Erica actually comes out, plays like an incredibly good game, plays really, really well, but maybe she gets Aubrey Brocco'd or maybe she gets Kelly Kim'd. Like it can happen. We see it all the time. So I'll put her down as the person who's leaving the game with an advantage. And the reason I'm putting two on this and not one is because we have seen it more and more often throughout the seasons that people are going home with advantages. So
yeah, this is a lot more common now because there are a lot more of them. I also have two confidence points on this one. I have Deshaun. I am probably missing something with Deshaun. There is really nothing in his pregame press that is doing it for me. He seems like high energy and really great, but from a gameplay perspective, I'm really not, I don't know. There's not a lot that I'm loving. I think he's also a very recent fan. And if you're watching a lot of recent seasons, you're like, they're holding on to their advantages. They're holding on to their idols. So I think he may continue to follow suit with that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, that's a good point. Like, or he just overplays it, but I maybe he plays it for somebody else, but that wouldn't count as going home with it. But yeah, I get you. All right. The last one. Who is going to mention COVID on this season, other than Jeff Probst, who is obviously going to mention COVID on this?
Yeah, it's like it should be. How many times is Jeff going to say it? Mm-hmm. I have Sarah on this one, and I have 1 point. This is like a bad one to get, but it's because she has a very personal situation with it, and I have a feeling that it's going to come up.
Yeah, I was going to do this. We talked about that on our in our cast assessment. We said, hey, we think that she's probably gonna be the one because everything that they just said or everything that's in there, you know, one of her big things was that her grandma died from it. So that was something. But I'm going Jeannie, and I'm putting two on it because everything Jeannie said in her like bio thing was about like masks and not liking people who can't wear masks and things like that. So I'm like, if you worked in a grocery store during this, it's so easy to get that soundbite of nobody cared about me until COVID came. I was a grocery store worker. And like, it's so easy.
Yeah.
To
get that soundbite. It's an easy transition.
And not for nothing, based on her bio, there wasn't much going on in those, like in her answers and stuff, which we talked about, which is a little disappointing. So because it wasn't a lot, that might be the main thing they're able to get from her early, especially if she goes late in the game. So I'm going Jeannie, but Alexa, I do agree with you on Sarah. I think those are the two that are most likely to mention it. I'd be really surprised if they don't. And yeah, Jiffy Pop is definitely going to make it happen too, because he's going to help himself.
Yeah, I think those are definitely the two. But Phil, I'm just really impressed that you did that. Good job.
36, and I threw it all together at the last. This is going to be the year I win, which, by the way, if I win, you, every single one of our fans who enters has to pay me a buff.
That's how it works.
The Planet Buff will go out of business because they'll have no buffs left. For those of you who are $20 patrons who were in this chat and who are asking about the Power Rankings game, if you're a $20 patron, patreon.com/survivorspecialist, what's the easiest way for us to get those? That's a great question. Alexa and I are going to have that discussion because last year was a little chaotic.
Last year it was just like random DMs to random people.
Yeah. And I don't check my social media worth crap. So we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll give an email address that we can have it all sent to, but we'll make that public to all of our $20 patrons, but that's going to be getting started before the premiere, which is 2 weeks away. We are 14 days away from the premiere of Survivor Season 41. If you want to get in on that Power Rankings game, just become a patron. You get in there, but it's got to be $20 patrons. You know, because that's the highest level and that's what it's always been. So anyway, that's all I got. Next week, what are we doing? What's our schedule, Alexa?
Next week on Wednesday, TBD time, we are doing our boot list game. So similar to what we did today, we are going to just create our boot lists and walk through them. The following Monday, which is 2 days before the premiere, we are joined by our now volunteer intern, Robert. And we're going to be doing the fantasy game, which like is something that just the three of us do, but it's a lot of fun. It's like a really lighthearted way to go into the season. And then that coming Wednesday in 2 weeks is the Survivor Season 41 premiere, which is insane. We are going to be recapping that at 11 p.m. Eastern. Phil has an obligation that he has to see through, and I'm going to the New York watch party. So yeah, if anyone's going to that, please contact me.
What do they call themselves?
Oh, it's Bryce and Wendell Present. Do they have a couple name?
I think they have a couple name. They got like a Fake Tales type name.
They really should. Gamer Girl asked what happened to Vaughn. He might be a very impressive politician Vaughn, at this point, we'll which is to, good for him.
We could reach out to Vaughn, but Vaughn has, I think, he definitely has one kid, maybe two kids. He's a politician, so like during this whole time of COVID, he hasn't exactly probably been sitting on his ass, although he's probably going to listen to this and then text us and say, dude, I've been sitting on my ass. but yeah, we haven't heard from him, and that's okay. That's okay. He is, you know, very, very busy because of the time. So yeah, next week though, on the 15th, bootless game, that'll be fun. Alexa couldn't even believe it when she was saying it. We are so close to the premiere of this season that it is blowing my mind. I can't believe that we are right there. It is so nice.
It feels so good.
After everything that we've put out there for all of you to listen to, all that nonsense that you've listened to, which speaking of more nonsense, John Millsap and I are talking about The Empire Strikes Back and Annie Hall tonight. If you want to listen to that,
I have to imagine John did The Empire Strikes Back.
He did. Although I really like The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, that's the best one.
That's the best one. And it's not close for anybody like John Millsap who tries to say it's a different one. Name The Last Jedi, which is just a stupid take. But anyway, that's it. We will be back next Wednesday. And when we see you the next time, we will be able to say we are one week away from the premiere of Survivor 41, which is blowing my mind.
And John, I mean that as a compliment. I know Phil doesn't like Star Wars. I love Star Wars.
I like Star Wars. That's a lie. I just think, like, you know, six.
I think recent Star Wars is trash. So John, you can get out of here with that opinion.
I think five of them out of the nine aren't very good, and I didn't really like Rogue One or Solo either. So I guess, like, you know, we'll get there, but
we'll talk about that later.
I want to say this before I go here. So I do a bar trivia on Tuesday nights in Florida, and we have bonus rounds. And in the bonus rounds, you can, like, you do this thing where it's like, name these five things, blah, blah, blah. And the question I thought was really, really dumb. So I changed it because I can change my questions, even though I don't write my own questions. So I changed it and I wrote it as name the last five. I said Survivor Season 41 premieres on September 22nd. It is aptly titled Survivor 41. Name the last five seasons of Survivor. There was one team that knew any of them. There were 30 teams playing. So I just want to let you all know who listen to this, who have put up with all this nonsense, who have done all of that. We appreciate it because it's unreal how many people don't even know that this world is existing. And that blows my mind because all you have to do is watch a football game or March Madness and they are telling you the name of the Survivor season every 5 seconds. Yep. So nobody knew it though. There was one team out of 30 who got three of them and didn't know David versus Goliath was an actual name of Survivor season. So just for you diehard fans, that gives you a little bit of pride there that if you were playing My Bar Trivia, you would have won it. So
hell yeah.
That's it. All right, Alexa.
All right, people. All right, Phil. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.